Unbelievable challenge this week. Obviously, coming off of last week, we've got some work to do. And but I tell you what, this running back we're getting ready to play, and this football team is one of the best, obviously, in the league. And we had good practice today. I thought the guys ran around real well. But of course, we don't have pads on. We don't do any tackling anymore. So we just got to find a way to stop the run first, and then see what happens from there. Because if we don't do that, it'll be a long day. So having said that, I'll open it up.
They're like 61 offensive snaps a game, one of the lowest in the league. What does that look like on film, and what effect does that have on?
Well, defense? that might be a little bit of a product of, you know, when they are running the ball, the clock's running. You know, I'd have to look at either all of their is the opponent have less plays too? Maybe
the
game clock's going. Is that I would think that'd be a direct result of running the football quite a bit. We don't count plays. I've felt like during this year we've had too many plays. Obviously, and that's our fault. We've got to get off the field. But, it really doesn't factor in terms of game planning other than I hope they don't have any more than that. I think it's good if they don't.
I guess I'm just wondering, do they do things to slow the game down?
I don't know if they're in, I'm not watching, Coach Coughlin would know more of the big picture, what they're doing defensively and do they manage the game and the whole thing. When you're watching cut-ups and you're not watching the game, and it's hard for me to get a feel for that. My guess is, knowing Mike and knowing Norv, that's probably behind it. They got a great running game. Got a quarterback that's managing the game. He's been really efficient. They got really good defense. It would make sense, but without looking at the whole thing, I'm not really sure.
What's the challenge with Adrian Peterson?
How
different is it than
every other
running back? Well,
first of all, it's because he's so talented. That's the big challenge. But, when you watch him where he's really good at, if you make one mistake up front, he's really good at finding it. And when he finds it so quick, and he is obviously talented, that he's out and he makes you pay for it. So look at it, defensive football against the run is gap sound. That never changes. But they're not real tricky in what they do. They're just really good at doing it. And he's really good. I think he makes all the offensive linemen really good, like a really good back does. But he'll make you pay for he'll make you pay for sneaking in a gap where you're not supposed to be, and he's gone. So we can't let that happen.
Does Brinkley play a little bit more of a, perhaps a bigger role here because, the run tackling linebacker against the great runner?
That's a good statement. I would have to agree with that. He did play up there, so I think he'll be juiced up for it. He, I don't know if you knew, he just had a baby. Yeah. I'm saying that because but God bless him, tackling, and I'm all over him about doing this and that, but there's more important things in life. But I think he'll play a key part in this game. He knows them a little bit, and anytime you're playing a good running team, the guy right in the middle, obviously, is really important.
Wrapping up a big talking point for you this
multiple week. Wrap tacklers is how we said it. To get this guy on the ground, it's not just one guy. Takes multiple, and I say multiple wrap tacklers because it's not multiple run in there, throw a shoulder pad, duck down low. You've got to wrap this guy up because he'll bounce, he'll spin. You guys have all seen it. He's quality back.
How about Bridgewater? Kind of steps is he taking?
He, of course, like any good quarterback with a running game, he's aided by that. He's really good. They've become really good. Norv's done a great job with the play action concepts that they have. They don't do a lot, but what they do it, they do it really well. And because you're so focused on 28, everybody gets it. And that's the whole deal with a good run game and play action pass off of it. We're hopeful, that we can play good on first and second down and get into some unmanageable third downs for them and better for us. But that'll be the attempt.
They had a big game last week, Cam, obviously, against your defense.
Yeah.
Why do you think they had so much success passing the ball?
Well, talent's one thing, but certainly there were a number of things we could have done better. The drive that sticks out in my mind is the one at the end of the half where coverages should have been tighter. I just felt like we should have got off the field there and got the ball back to the offense. And then, the pass, he was chipping away, and there were some instances in there where we had, we really wanted to stop that run game first, too. So there were run calls in there, then you end up throwing the ball in play action that we didn't defend very well. But, I know you're asking about the pass, but the one that sticks out for me is the quarterback long run. Mm-hmm. And, it was a new play, but it was a defendable play. And it just was a matter of eyes getting in the wrong spot. And we talk a lot, and it'll be big against Adrian Peterson, that when they run the football, the guys on the backside got to track the hip. If you overrun it, he cuts back, it's a long play. And that's what happened on that quarterback run. We had a couple of guys that needed to track the hip, and that's maybe an 8-yard gain, which you don't want 8-yard gains, but when it's a new play that sprung on you, it would have been survivable. But, look, the disappointment, I'm trying to go on to Minnesota. You know that was going to be my attempt. But I go back to that game, it crushes me, it kills me. That one hurt more than anyone. I felt like, too much pressure put on the offense when it's 35 points, whenever that was. That's a lot of pressure on those guys. Somehow, some way, that's got to be limited, and then we win a football game. So the defensive guys are all disappointed. I'm disappointed, and hopefully, it's behind us.
When you say that kills me, you mean the game itself or that
the game?
Play?
Okay. The game kills. I just would have hoped to have had, certain parts of that game played better. I know the players feel the same way. And had that happened with the way our offense got going at the end, we'd be sitting here with a win instead of a crushing loss.
I'm sorry.
What can you do to make sure that, back to the late game thing, the end of games.
Yeah.
They went down the field, they got the field goal when they needed it.
Yeah.
What do you do moving forward? I mean, I know we've talked about this before, but what do you do moving forward? I've tried,
we blitzed on the first play, he got it out, we didn't get a knockdown. It still comes back to if you look around the league and teams that are, even when we did it in a couple of games, San Francisco, some others, somewhere in that drive, a big play has to be made for us, whether it's a sack, whether it's even a pass breakup to get them behind schedule, whether it's obviously an interception ends the thing. But somewhere in there, a play has to be made. The concern was Cam running it, so you spy him, and I don't know if you remember, there was a long down there where he had, because you commit only 3 rushes instead of 4 because you don't want the quarterback to get out. Well, it was a long down, and eventually people get open on a long down. So you change it up and go to a 4-man rush, and the coverage is better, and then he gets out and he scrambles. So it was that kind of cat and mouse game, and yet we just made a couple of mistakes in there that hurt us, and it's preventing a field goal, not a touchdown. And you can't let them get to the 38 or whatever yard line. They got to the 30-yard line.
A couple of his plays where he ran through a certain gap, and it was the same gap. They even had some running backs run through that same gap.
On a running play, not a scramble, right?
On a running play.
Yeah.
And he had, I think there was a design scramble he had.
A draw.
Off right guard.
Yeah, there was a draw play down in the backed up, when we had him backed up, that he called. What he saw was 2 man under, and when the guys are in man, he'll go to that. He actually aborted where he was supposed to go and got out the other end. I'm not 100% sure, but I think we had a game put on there that didn't get executed, or somebody, we were supposed to come around on a man, somebody that had, and that gap would have been secured.
Right.
So it was a misfit and a mistake on the part of one guy. And look, when you make mistakes like that with a player like that, they're going to be plays that are going to hurt you a little bit. I think that's what you're talking about.
I believe so.
And then the long run, again, had not been a play they had run, but we have an end squeeze, which is what we worked on all week, and if we just don't overrun it, it's a survivable play.
What did you see from Barry Cofield?
We got 10 plays in. Rusty, obviously. And did a nice job today. We get him in there more and more. Obviously he's very smart. We did some things in practice today, and it was a no-brainer for him. I mean, he adjusted. But, it's hopefully, and I think he will. He got a whole week of practice, didn't really have that all last week. I think he missed a day last week by the time we got him in here. But I think he'll help us.
Yeah, nice play by the goal line last week, didn't he?
I don't recall. Yeah. You might be right.
There was a run play that was stopped.
Yeah. And, look, he's played a lot of football, so we value the experience.
You need more from your cornerbacks, in your estimation? I mean, those are supposed to be your strength.
Yeah, we really need more from everybody in the pass game. That's everybody. I say all 11. You can't let a quarterback in this league sit back there. Anybody's going to have trouble covering it. And there are moments in there when, I think our guys could be playing things a little bit tighter. They know that. We've talked about it. And, maybe I got to call something different to get them tied. I don't know. It's all those things together.